Welcome to the cabin, everyone. This is Audio Dave jumping in with another editor's note this week. I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us for episode 8, and I hope everyone out there is staying safe during this crazy time. Now, this episode was recorded prior to the coronavirus pandemic hitting Wisconsin, but we wanted to address the seriousness of the situation and let you know that while we certainly don't recommend going out and adventuring at this time, we are going to remain dedicated to bringing you new content each week and helping spread great Wisconsin stories. Now, that being said, we're still going to keep this episode as is, but don't be in a rush to go check out the weekend events Andy is going to attempt to tell us about in Wisconsin in 72. I'm quite sure they've all been canceled. Again, we appreciate you being here with us and hope you enjoy the episode.
I just need a hula hoop.
Hey, man, welcome to the cabin. This is episode 8. We're kind of in an island mood.
Yes.
Warmer weather mood because spring has sprung. Which, of course, sometimes we get teased about that here in Wisconsin, but still.
Spring, kind of.
So, on the episode of The Cabin today, again, this is episode 8. My name is Eric Paulson. Mariah Haberman over here. Audio Dave here. I know you can't see this because this is a podcast, but still. And Ellen over there. Say hi, Ellen.
Hey.
See, perfect. Right on cue this time. So today we are having our campfire conversation about islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the island vibes are strong today, and this is a passion topic for me personally. I think that this topic is going to surprise a few of our listeners, hopefully all of our listeners.
Sounds good to me. It's always good when you learn.
I'm all about learning.
To the cabin.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking with one of our videographers.
Andy's stopping into the cabin today.
Andy's going to take us to New Richmond and share some stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to learn why we're lucky to still have him around.
And why car insurance is very important.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to hear about polar vortices. It's all on this episode of The Cabin. It's quite a trip, isn't it? The Cabin is presented by the Wisconsin Counties Association. And this week we're featuring St. Croix County. St. Croix County was founded in 1840, but it wasn't organized until 1849, as it says here. So it was an unorganized, disorganized county for approximately 9 years, and now it's very organized.
It's also home of Interstate State Park.
Yes, it is. The first state park in Wisconsin and Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, the first state park that straddles the border?
I think it was the first state park in the system.
Wow.
I thought we said it on another episode that was Wyalusing.
We probably lied. No, Wyalusing is like second or third. Yeah. No, I think Interstate State Park was founded around 1900, 1901.
Fact check.
And we'll have to fact check that. However, we do not need to fact check this. Between 2000 and 2010, it was the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. But it is officially part of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area.
Oh.
Fast growing metro. And so St. Croix County led all the other counties in terms of population growth in the previous decade. It's, of course, named after the river on its western border. And the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, National Protected Area, absolutely beautiful.
Is it part of the Driftless?
Technically, yes, but it's on the very edge.
Very edge. Yeah. It's pretty far up there, I know. People probably don't think of it as the Driftless, but just my time in that area, it made me think it probably was, because just seeing the topography, it is really, it's stunning. It's a really pretty county.
It is. And Hudson, the town that's the county seat, and it's right on the river, where I-94 crosses over into Minnesota, was named after the Hudson River in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, they have those beautiful bluffs and everything, too, by the Palisades and all that. It was named after the Hudson River in New York.
Oh, that's cool.
So, because it reminded them of the beauty out east.
I love Hudson.
Because we've got our own beauty.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Ooh, I love our campfire conversation today. We are talking about the islands of Wisconsin. And yes, there are islands in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we have more lakes than most states, so we have more islands than
most states. We're surrounded by 800 miles of coastline. Did you guys know that?
I don't think I did.
That's one of my favorite Wisconsin facts. Because when you think about it, we've got the Mississippi River to the west, Lake Superior to the north, and Lake Michigan to the east, and then there's Illinois on the bottom, but
just forget about that.
We love those guys in Illinois. Keep coming to our state. But I think that you know, when someone told me that, I think it must have been an interview for Discover Wisconsin, I like kind of did a double take on that, because I'm like,
because that seemed high to you.
Well, no, when you think about it, of course, it makes total sense. I think I just hadn't processed how much water surrounded this state, because we're just thought of as a landlocked, not landlocked, but we're thought of as a Midwestern state, and all Midwestern states are not on the ocean.
Yeah.
So people are, you know, like they just don't think, they don't, I don't think a lot of us associate Midwestern states with water, and we've got a lot of it in Wisconsin.
You don't think of Wisconsin when you're looking for a beach destination.
You don't. Yeah. And we have those beaches.
Yeah.
And we have some fun islands. So I want to kick things off here with the most, probably the most obvious group of islands, which would be the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, consisting of 22 islands.
Hmm. So, I didn't know there was 22 of them.
Yeah, there's 22.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So Madeline Island is the one that most folks know of.
And it's the only inhabited one.
Yes. With about 302 people live
about,
on...
About, give or take?
It's
very specific.
Yeah, I think 302. This is, I think, via Google. La Pointe is the actual town on Madeline Island. You do have to take a ferry to get there. Mm-hmm. But, oh man, that's one of my favorite places in the state of Wisconsin. And I specifically, whenever anyone asks me about my favorite bars in Wisconsin, why people ask me that, I don't know, but I think they ask that question.
Oh, your reputation precedes you.
Tom's Burndown Cafe.
Yes.
You've been there, Dave.
I have.
What'd you think?
I actually, we were up filming, were we in Bayfield?
We were filming in Ashland.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we had some spare time, and you found out that I had never been to Madeline Island or anything like that, so we're like, we're getting on the ferry, and we're going to check out this
bar. We took an extended lunch.
Yeah, we're going to check out this bar and these beaches, and it's going to be awesome. And
I run a tight ship, apparently. Yeah. Yeah, oh, it's so fun. Actually, in my office, there's a picture of all of you guys skipping rocks or something.
Oh, yeah.
On Lake Superior that I love. That was a
looking
really...
Looking like the cellular bars.
I know.
As we progressively get taller.
Yeah, it was really funny looking. But that, I think Battle Island's just so not the kind of place you would expect to find in Wisconsin. Because when, you know, it does have that island vibe. I think it does. Like, does have the island vibe. It's very laid back and chill. And I think people are starting to appreciate Madeline Island more over the last, like, decade. It seems like mm-hmm. more people are adding that to their bucket list and their vacation itinerary. So you've been, right?
Yeah, and there's actually some nice, you know, remote beaches. Mm-hmm. On Madeline
yes.
Island, right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they're on the water. But there's a great beach in the middle of the land. No. But, yeah, it's a great place to go camping.
Yeah, and this
kayaking is very popular around there.
I probably skipped over the main part, which is location. And this may be obvious at this point because we were talking about Bayfield yep. and Ashland. So when we say Madeline Island, we're talking straight to the top of Wisconsin. They're in Lake Superior. You take a ferry from Bayfield. And a lot of people don't realize this. They may not care about this. But most of the islands are actually in Ashland County, not Bayfield County. That always trips me up when I think about county lines.
I was going to make that distinction, yeah, because La Pointe, which you can see from Bayfield, is technically in Ashland County.
Yeah. Hmm. So those geeks of us who think about county line borders for whatever reason, I think I always
I am very guilty as charged in that.
So I've only been to Madeline Island of the 22 islands. One that I really want to go to is Stockton Island. Stockton Island's known for its legendary singing sands at Julian Bay, where I'm told, and I watched this on the show, actually, because we've had other hosts go, you, like, get low to the sand, and you can actually hear the sounds coming from the sand. And I don't know the science behind it. Yeah, you'd love this in terms of the audio of it, Audio Dave. but it looks and sounds really cool.
Huh. I'm going to have to look up a video of this.
Yeah. Well, I can send you a link to a show we've done.
Send it to
Perfect.
Me, too.
Yeah.
I'd heard about it, but...
The other cool, kind of interesting fact about Stockton Island is it's known for its notoriety as one of North America's highest concentrations of black bears. Isn't that crazy?
Are those the ones that won't eat you?
I think they're the friendliest ones of
brown
the
brown bears, black bears, and grizzly. But we were talking about this distinction.
These are
one
the
time.
Snuggly ones. Yeah, so that's cool. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore also has more lighthouses than any other site in the national park system, with 9 historic towers on 6 islands. So you can actually take lighthouse tours while you're up there.
That's cool. A nugget I didn't know.
I didn't either. So I was doing a little show prep, which I do a little show prep. Yeah, so it's cool. And sometimes Wisconsin gets a little flack for not having any national parks, which we don't, but we do have a national lakeshore, and that is, you know, what we're talking about here, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, which means if you haven't experienced it, I'm telling you, people come from all over the world to check this out.
It is a great destination, as is Door County.
Mm.
And Door County is part of a long peninsula. Michigan has the Garden Peninsula in the UP. They kind of reach towards each other.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, there's a couple of islands.
There are. Yes.
It's part of the Niagara Escarpment, mm-hmm. actually. But Lake Michigan rose and washed over a bunch of it, leaving a couple of islands. And
yeah.
combined, they're called the Pottawatomie Islands. But the two biggest ones in there that we know are Washington Island and Rock Island.
Yes. Been to either?
Been to both. There's okay. also Detroit Island, and there's one or two others right around there, but they're very small.
Raspberry Island.
Well, that's further down in Green Bay.
Oh, that is. Okay.
Towards Chambers Island.
Got it. Okay. There's a whole, there
Bottom
are.
Bottom line is there's a lot of
there's
islands
a lot
in Door
of
County.
Islands. Yeah. Some of them private, some of them not. You mm-hmm. can go to both Rock Island and Washington Island. There's Rock Island State Park at Rock Island, which, so I've not yet been to Rock Island. I've only been to Washington Island.
And Rock Island, you can camp there and everything. They don't have electricity or anything.
No cars or anything.
Right.
You take a ferry, and so it's rugged. It's a more rugged island, cool. whereas Washington Island is a little more civilization going on there.
They have a drive-in.
They do.
On Washington Island.
Wow. Yes.
The Albatross. I had an Albee burger there one time, and it was delicious,
was
and you showed up.
I did show up.
Yes.
That was fun.
It was so spontaneous.
It was spontaneous, in air quotes.
And it's fun, actually, right up the street is a place called Nelson Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Which
legendary.
One thing about when you're on an island is sometimes, you know, you're kind of off on your own when it comes to things like liquor laws.
Yep.
So during Prohibition, they weren't really enforcing it that much
Not
on that
really.
Island. And so Nelson Hall just kind of kept serving. And today they're probably the longest continuously serving tavern.
Wow.
And
in
so
Wisconsin.
what you do is you go to Nelson Hall, which is a bar and restaurant? Question mark. Mostly a bar, I think.
Mostly a bar.
Anyway, I know it is a bar. So I went in and the idea here is you join the Bitters Club. Mm-hmm. So they give you a shot of bitters and you take it and you get a fancy, by fancy, I mean, it's like kind of like this little business card thing that says you're an official member of the Nelson Hall Bitters Club. And then you put it in your wallet and you never throw it away because it is quite an honor. And yes, I still have my membership card.
Cool.
That I show to random people at any random time.
Well, we've done some great filming on Washington Island. And one of the more beautiful sights is the Schoolhouse Beach Park.
Yeah.
Which is so just, cool. It's amazing. It says here, I didn't know this, one of only 5 smooth limestone beaches in the world.
That's crazy.
And there's just all these rocks, super smooth, beautiful rocks that you are not allowed to take.
Mm-mm. No, don't take one because I think there's a hefty fine.
There is a very hefty fine because mm-hmm. they have to preserve that. And it is just, it's a gorgeous, I took so many pictures at that beach. And it's a beach, but it's all rocks. But they're all just beautiful, smooth rocks. And the perspective shots you can get looking in towards the water is just stunning.
And speaking of beauty, the Washington Island Lavender Farm. Oh, my gosh. Beauty and scents. Smells so good.
Who is the owner there?
The French couple.
Yes, she has the best speaking voice ever.
Yes.
I've interviewed her many times on Discover Wisconsin Radio.
Yeah.
This is really going to bug me.
Yep.
Yeah. Lavender is how she refers to it.
I just want to listen to her narrate my entire life.
They're so sweet. They're amazing.
She's like, you're Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
They actually have a fascinating backstory. So if and when you go to the Lavender Farm, I mean, take it in itself. The fields are beautiful. Take your pictures. Go check out the shop. But if you get a chance to meet the owners, they are super fascinating. Just what they did and what they've started there and what they've grown, because that lavender field, I think, really helped put Washington Island on the map. That island did not get a lot of tourism for a really long time. And like Madeline Island, I think it's really grown in terms of the number of people who are interested in taking that ferry. Because the thing about Door County is a lot of people go there, but they tend, for a long time, they were tending to stop at the the north end of the peninsula and not take that ferry ride over. So I'm always encouraging people, do it. I know it's you cross death's door, which is intimidating. It's called that for a reason.
Porte de Mort, which is French for death's door.
Yeah, it's known as a little bit of a tough passage, but you get there and gosh, it's worth it. It's so cool.
And to see that beach, to see its Fragrant Isle, Lavender
Fragrant
Farm.
Fragrant Isle, yep.
It's their official name.
Yeah, Fragrant Isle, yeah.
The Stavkirke, the Norwegian church that's there, which is, it's a more recent build. But it's really beautiful. The Albatross Drive-In, just all the stuff on there. And when you're on that island, you know you're on an island. You know you're on a remote, peaceful place. And everything, the tension on everything just goes away.
Goes away, yeah.
It's very peaceful. It's very nice.
Let's talk about the island city in Wisconsin, Minocqua.
Let's talk about both of them. There's two islands.
Are there two? Who's the other
one? Minocqua bills itself as the island city, and it's a great one.
Yes.
And there's also Cumberland, which is an island city.
It sure is.
And so Minocqua, the more well-known one.
Right.
Because they get a lot of people coming up, especially from Chicago and Milwaukee. But it's really cool when you're up 51, you know, you cross over those lakes and you are on an island and the downtown area is right there. And we've had so much fun there at Beef-O-Rama.
Yes.
The rump roast run and things
this
like
is,
that.
So Minocqua is obviously much different of an inclusion here in this topic than, say, Madeline Island or Washington and Rock Islands, where you know you're on an island. Mm-hmm. Minocqua, you don't really know it. You don't really feel it. You can drive through, you know, until you're kind of got that bird's eye view. I think I even had to, when someone mentioned it to me, I've gone to Minocqua as a kid. I didn't know it was an island until I kind of looked at a map and I went, yeah, definitely is an island. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize when I was crossing that bridge what I was, you know, crossing into. So, but Minocqua is just, we actually filmed the past year a whole episode on Minocqua. Can't remember when it premieres, if it already premiered, but it did not yet. And like you said, Beef-O-Rama is definitely a really popular event.
Oh, that was fun.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
That's one I really want to go to. I haven't yet.
Doing a 5K in a cow outfit.
I went skijoring. Which I had never done before.
Nice. I went snowmobiling.
I'm sure you've never done
that
before.
Which I have done before, but that was awesome.
Yeah, you can't go to Minocqua without doing a little snowmobiling.
Skijoring is a cooler word, though.
Skijoring is a cooler word. And if you don't know what that is, it's where dogs, or in some cases horses, but in my situation it was dogs, pull you on skis. I don't think we've talked about this yet on the show, on the podcast, but I had a very lazy dog, thankfully. So we were going very slow, but that was super fun. And Minocqua, it has a really fun skijoring event, so... Really, cool. A really happening island, I'll say.
Yes, and over in Cumberland, which is where US 63 and 48 come together, kind of at the edge of Barron County, they have the Rutabaga Festival. That's their big thing.
Oh, really?
Over there towards the fall. And you got to go to Louis Meats.
Noted.
On the west side of town. One other island I'd love to bring up here.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know about it, so I kind of like to let people know. And it's in a river, Mescano Island.
Oh.
Which is in the Menominee River on the border between Wisconsin and the UP. There's a little resort on there called the Four Seasons, which dates back to 1905.
Wow.
And you could only get there by train forever and ever and ever. Now, the train doesn't cross there anymore. And I only discovered it because I looked on a map. I wanted to cross every bridge between Wisconsin and Michigan over there because I'm a geek like that. And I saw this really looked like a very minor road that would cross over. And then I found out it's old railroad trestles.
Huh.
It's only one lane wide.
Wow.
And it's right near Pembine off County Z.
Yeah,
and you kind of rumble your way across the old railroad trestle. And you're on this beautiful little island.
Really?
With this resort on there. And I think it just reopened there. You know, they've switched management a few times, but they added some condos and they added more amenities. And so it's this cool little place. And then there's another little tiny railroad bridge you can cross over. And then you're in the UP.
You know what Mescano Island is? A hidden gem.
It is. Ooh. And Mariah, thank you for bringing it up, since apparently my hidden gem privileges have been restricted or revoked or something along those lines. So there we go.
There's also French Island in La Crosse. There's St. Ferial Island, a tiny little island in Prairie du Chien, Crawford County.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Villa Louis is.
Villa Louis, yeah. Very cool historic site. Is on an island, and a lot of people don't realize that it is on an island, located on an island. So cool. I love this topic.
I know. We could go on and on.
We really could.
But we can't.
Makes me very excited
for warm weather.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know. I was really feeling the tropical vibes of our theme today.
The islands, man.
And I wrote an article about, it's literally called The Islands of Wisconsin, and it's on the Bobber right now. So go to bobber.discoverwisconsin.com, search islands, and look for the article I wrote. Feel free to add some comments with additional island suggestions.
Sounds good.
So I want to keep talking about the bobber. And I know I've talked about it a couple times on the podcast. Again, it's our official blog of Discover Wisconsin. But I want to take a few more moments here to feature another blog post where we're covering a really important topic, and that is internet safety. Dana Miller from Wisconsin's Department of Justice explains in this article the importance of discussing internet security with kids as they learn to navigate the web. Staying safe and being aware is honestly more important than ever. This is a huge topic, one that I probably don't think about enough. So check out this blog post and tons of others at bobber.discoverwisconsin.com and on our wellness playlist across our streaming channels, which include Roku, Apple TV, Smart TV, Google Chromecast, and Amazon Fire.
See, he's bobbing his head too. This week, during our behind the scenes segment, we're joined by Discover Wisconsin videographer Andy O'Connell. Hello, Andy.
Yay.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. See, you were digging the music for a second there. I like that.
Nice, yeah.
And we're going to New Richmond with you for the weekend's episode.
We are. Yeah. It was exciting. A couple interesting experiences, diversions. Yeah.
I will say, not having been in the show, neither me or Eric had any involvement, but I heard a lot of stories coming out of the shoot. So I'm particularly interested in hearing your point of view.
Sounded pretty eventful.
First of all, where is New Richmond?
It's close to Minneapolis. I would say 20 miles, maybe. It's, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's between Hudson and Menominee.
Yeah.
A little bit north of I-94. It's along Highway 65, US 12.
Got it.
Since I love to give road coordinates.
Yep. Yeah. There we are.
I was looking at you for that. So.
Yeah.
Which highway is nearby? Okay, so we know where New Richmond is, but it's a pretty small town, right?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah,
one thing
very
I love about
town.
New Richmond, they have a like a FedEx place, and they call it O-Ship.
That's adorable. That's the cutest thing I ever did here. Okay, so what are some of the destinations or just places in general that are featured in this show? Where'd you go film, Andy?
So we went to Willow River and kayak there with a really cool dude named Mike. Hmm. He showed us the upper Willow River, and we kayaked for 2 hours.
Did you have to get in the kayak and film?
I had to get in the kayak with Brian.
Okay, the producer. How'd it go?
It was bumpy. Much, much like most of our travels with up to New Richmond. But
yeah.
Brian's good at kayak for the most part.
Okay.
It was a little rocky because it is a kayak, so it's a little bit more
tippy
if you're
okay, but in Brian's defense, did he have to do all the navigating and you were doing the filming?
Yes.
Okay.
But in my defense, it's hard to do that while trying to be in focus and stable. And
I have always felt that because we do
Brian did a lot of the
navigating.
Yeah,
and we've discussed his navigational skills on this podcast before. We'll just leave that
shout out to episode two, right?
Episode two.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, because we do a lot of kayaking for the episode, and sometimes we film from the banks, but most of the time you guys are actually getting in the watercraft, which always makes me nervous.
I do remember Brian when we first were getting in the kayaks. He just, like, plopped his shoe into the water, and I was like, are you okay with that? He's like, it's wet. I'm like, okay. Like, we got 2 hours with a wet shoe. Let's see how this goes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
cool.
That was super fun. Mike was awesome. He, like, gave us drinks and, like, snacks because we were not prepared at all for that. So he had, like, multiple energy drinks and waters and all
that
stuff. It
can take a lot out of you.
Yeah. It was a long, long kayak ride, especially for Colin. Colin was not feeling that well that day, we found out. Yeah.
No.
That's a lot of stuff people don't realize. Like, you know, a lot of times we've got to film no matter how we feel. So
he seemed to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He had fun until the next day, I think. But
sure.
It was great because we kayaked all the way to Mary Park and we got to go check out. They had a bunch of like food and art gallery stuff that you can check
fun.
Out.
That's
we made it. Colin eat some fried donuts, which did not sit well with him.
That's not his thing.
So, yeah, exactly.
They looked delicious.
They were really good.
Well, my stomach really could have handled that. Just saying. So, this is the same Willow River that goes into Willow River State Park, I'm going to assume, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Cool.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah, really pretty. Okay, so we went kayaking. What else we do?
So, let's backtrack, because that was in the summer. Around April, we went to 45th Parallel.
Ooh.
And this is when we had our like polar vortex. Yeah, that was fun. So it was like, it's a 3.5 hour drive from Madison to New Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
It took us 7 hours.
Oof.
And the night before I was like, Brian, like, it's looking kind of bad. Like, maybe we should
cancel.
I don't know. Yeah. And
is that your cartoon voice?
Yeah.
That's actually the voice he texts in.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a text from Andy.
Hello, what's going on?
There's also a head bob going on here that we're not seeing that is really adding to it.
Really adds to it. But I told Brian this and he was like, yeah, we'll be fine. We were not fine. we were driving, the interstate closed like halfway through, so we're taking back roads at one point. It's like 50-mile-an-hour winds. You could barely see 10 feet in front of you.
Jeez.
Was the worst driving you've ever experienced?
I will say maybe needed a new pair of pants after this. It was terrifying. So basically, we got stuck at one point. A snowplow was coming from the other direction and just blew a ton of
snow. That's scary.
On the interstate?
On the back roads.
Oh, okay.
And blew a ton of snow at us. And at this point, Brian's driving because, one, he was late, and so we made him drive.
These are the rules of DW crew.
Two, Brian's not the best driver or navigator, as we know. And me and Teddy were both a little on edge. Anyway, the plow came by. You couldn't see anything for about 3 seconds, and all of a sudden we just, like,
that's so
halted.
Scary.
Yeah, wow. It was very scary. And then we're, like, stuck on this road in the middle of nowhere, and you can't see anywhere, and it's just blowing wind. It's very, very cold, and we're all kind of just like in the car, like, what do we do? And then all of a sudden, a semi truck passed us and narrowly missed us. And we're like, we need to get out of here. No.
Well, because you guys were in the white Traverse,
and we're in a white Traverse.
Good.
To me, this is like one of those kinds of comedy movies where bad stuff happens after. Like,
oh yeah,
planes, trains, and automobiles.
It's like a genre that it just to me. I know it's not a comedy to you, but
it's funny.
You telling
it's
the story.
Funny now.
Is funny. But then you guys ended up at a distillery,
yes.
So there are worse places to end up.
We definitely needed a drink after.
Yeah, I bet you did. 45th is cool too.
Well deserved. Yeah, it was a very cool place. Paul's a super cool guy. We got there, and he's like, you guys made it. And I remember just Teddy being like, yep. But we made it. We had a good time. We had a fun interview set up with him and Colin, and we had some old fashions.
Oh, so, cool.
Really good old
fashions. So this story has a happy ending.
Yeah, it all worked out.
And everyone's friends
and
now.
And everyone is somewhat friends. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're all friends. Brian's good. We can't give him too much grief there because he did a lot of the driving.
He did a lot of driving, did a lot of the heavy work with
he
the producing part.
And he just had a project he had to get done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, regardless
and
of Mother Nature.
He did well at it. So
it's a great show.
I love it. Yeah. Turned out great.
And a lot of times we like to ask what was the most challenging part of the episode, but I think we've learned.
I think we've established.
That was one of them.
That already.
There was another one. I got to do a helicopter ride at Mary Park, and I think they closed. They stopped doing rides at like 4, and we were like just pulling up at 3:55.
That seems to be the theme of this show.
Exactly. A little bit late, but we made it. And we pulled up, and the guy's like, I got to go. I got a hot date I got to get to. And I'm like,
of course.
I thought he was kidding, and he was not kidding. This helicopter ride was fast and a little scary.
It's like a Mission Impossible type of helicopter.
I mean, he was dipping down to like cornfields.
You're going upside down.
I'm not upside down, but I felt like it's at some points. But it was.
Did you know that helicopters could go upside down?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knew that already.
I thought that was just in cartoons.
No, I watched it at EA and Oshkosh, and it made my stomach hurt. It was just crazy.
It might be specialty, but anyway, off topic.
Yeah, but that's.
Anyway,
we're no strangers to off topic.
We're not known for tangents.
I never got the guy's name, but helicopter guy, I hope you got to your hot date. So
you're probably married now.
Could be. It was a year ago.
So.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, also tough. Exactly.
Okay, well, what was your favorite part of the episode?
I really liked kayaking.
Yeah.
Mike was a really cool dude, and I just love being outside in nature and filming nature. It's just nice to be outdoors with just quiet.
Is that your favorite part of your job?
I would say so, yeah, because I like being outdoors. And that's why I like shooting for Discover Wisconsin, because I like to be outdoors, and your majority of the time is you're outside.
Who's your favorite host?
Is it Audio Dave?
It's Audio Dave.
Nice.
Whatever. Just putting you on the hot seat. Yeah, I told you I would.
Yeah. Well, that hot seat's coming.
We all know your real answer.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I did really like that kayaking segment, though, because I got such a kick out of listening to him talk about his business and his job, and it essentially he said something like, "Yeah, I got started because I loved this river, and so I started bringing friends, and then I started bringing more friends, and then eventually it just became what I did."
Yep,
that's like, just so cool.
Now I'll make my friends pay.
Yeah.
Had you been to New Richmond before filming this episode?
No. And when Brian told me, he's like, "Yeah, we're going to New Richmond." I was like, "Where the heck is that?" And it's a really cool place. We also, another thing we did, we got to film Chris Cruzier. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
That we did when we got stuck for the Polar Vortex. So we had to film that after 45th, which was fun. Chris Cruzier was performing there, and there was a couple Packers.
Wait, is Chris Cruzier the guy that won on The Voice or something? Okay,
he's
cool.
From Barron County.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you get to meet him?
He was on stage. I got his autograph. Yeah, no. And then there's like some other Packers there, like Ryan Grant.
He's so cute.
Barnett, Nick Barnett.
There's like three more.
The owner, I'm blanking.
Not Ted Thompson. Ted Thompson. Mark.
Yeah, he was there.
Yep.
Mark Murphy,
the president.
Sorry, it was like some type of alliteration name.
I promise we're all Packers fans.
I'm the biggest Packers fan, evidently.
Well, when you said owner, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm one of those. I put my money down for that piece of paper.
I didn't. So. I guess you get the crown now. Not me.
So it's this weekend, the
episode. It's this weekend, yes. I had a really fun time filming it. So go watch it and stream it, whatever you need to do.
Sounds good. All right, Andy, I know this is your first time in here, and there's a little something we like to have people do. Sometimes Mariah and I do it. But when we have guests in like yourself, we like to offer you the opportunity to do Wisconsin in 72. Do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. It's where we name some events in 72 seconds. And you know why it's 72?
Because there's 72 counties.
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
I saw the panic in your eyes.
Yeah. So I figured. All right. So now here's the beautiful part. You know, just read it as quickly as you can with, you know, no flubbing. And you get some really cool supper club music in the background to help keep you going.
Cool.
So think about those old fashions you had at 45th Parallel.
Oh, they were good. This Saturday, the Luxembourg Roar Off, the Shore Brew Fest, this beer, wine, and food tasting event is hosted at the Keweenaw County Fairgrounds. And there will be more than 200 microbrews, 100 wines, and a variety of food vendors available for sampling. Proceeds from this event are donated back to the community through various projects. Head to roarofftheshore.com to get your tickets. This is already going horrible. The La Crosse Area Home Builders Show is this weekend in Onalaska at the Omni Center. See the latest products and services that are available to being displayed by exhibitors. If you're looking to improve your home yard this summer, to make sure to check it out. Head to labaonline.com for more info. The 20th anniversary of Maple Fest in Galena Farms is this weekend in
Amory.
Bring the family for free pancakes, a tour of the farm, old cooking demos, and petting zoo, and more. This year, there will be a horse-drawn hay ride through the sugar bush each day.
What?
Learn more. wrapping things up spot today. Yes. Okay. I did it, right? No. This will
you
never
did three
be
of the four.
Please never air this.
I do want to make sure listeners know that the Luxembourg Roar Off is at the Kewaunee County Fairgrounds,
not the
Keweenaw County Fairgrounds.
I did say Keweenaw.
In case you send our listeners to different regions of the Midwest.
Do not go up to the Upper East. God dang.
You did great. That was fun and
not
just
good.
Very entertaining for us. Good job.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
It was fun up until that point, but it was a good time. I love talking with you guys. So.
Oh, likewise. You're the best, Andy.
Absolutely.
You're just so fun to have around on shoots. We have the best crew. I know I say that with every interviewee.
But you mean it, so.
I do mean it because, when we are hiring people, I'm much more interested in what, you know, their personality than their skill set. Luckily, we have talented people. But when you spend 7 hours in the car on your way to New Richmond, you want to make sure you kind of like the people you're with. So,
and make sure they're good at digging out cars, too.
How are you with a shovel?
Well,
we only had
a ice scraper, so that was...
Oh, wow. Our job tests here are very dynamic, so...
Yeah. I'm glad I passed.
All right. Well, make sure you tune in to the New Richmond show this weekend, also across our streaming services. Thank you so much, Andy, for joining us. We'll have you on again in the future. I am sure of it.
Sweet.
What a guy.
Yes.
He kind of got over his fear of reading Wisconsin in 72, almost.
Did a good job.
It's a big challenge.
He was getting in a groove for a while with the Lacrosse Home Builder show.
Yeah.
So... All right. So don't forget to leave a review. It can be about Andy's reading or it can be, you know, of course, about the whole podcast. We love your suggestions, comments, likes. We'll respect your dislikes. It's all good. Check us out on Facebook. Around the Campfire is the page you can join.
Group.
Yeah, the group you can join.
Mm-hmm. There's a Facebook page and there's a Facebook group.
Yes.
And you know the difference between the social media channels.
All right, fine. Episode 8 is in the books. We're all going to leave the cabin here. Next week, we're going to be talking about Dodge County.
Right.
What's our campfire conversation going to be? Who knows? They haven't told me yet. But if you have any recommendations, make sure to join our Facebook group.
Group.
Again. And again, it's called Around the Campfire with Discover Wisconsin. Because we want to talk more about the topics you want to hear about.
Today's episode of The Cabin was hosted by me, Mariah Haberman, Eric Paulson, and Dave Janis. It was produced by me, Alan Fallon, and Audio Dave. Tune in next week for more campfire conversations and insight into the world of Discover Wisconsin. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
And here's this week's installment of Know Your Wisconsin.
Here in Wisconsin, we're surrounded by fantastic dairy farms and creameries that together produce delicious, high-quality, award-winning cheese. And perhaps its most notable and popular form, the curd.
That's something Wisconsinites really love. They squeak on your teeth. You know, it's just something everybody has to try. If they're not from Wisconsin, they'll come in. People tell me I got to try the curd. Why is that? You know, it's so fresh it squeaks.
For fresh curds to maintain that signature squeak, it's best to keep them at room temperature and eat them within a day or two. And while many would say fresh is best, there's a strong case to be made for a fried cheese curd paired with a delicious dipping sauce. Fried cheese curds are so popular, in fact, there's entire events built around them. A curd crawl is any event that offers copious amounts of sampling. Participating organizations might also offer specials that include fundraising, contests, or scavenger hunts. UW-Madison student organization She's the First holds one every year. The goal? To support girls' education in low-income countries.
One day, one of our members was like, She's the First. So it's literally just a pun off of our organization. And we have sold over 800 tickets 2 years in a row. It's an excuse to eat cheese curds. Everyone else is eating cheese curds, so you can't feel bad about it. So it's like everyone wins and gets to eat cheese, which is all you can really ask for out of anything. And it's going to a great cause.
Chances are, no matter where you are in Wisconsin, you're not far from some tasty curds, be it the squeak, the sauce, the breading, or the cheese itself, no one experience is quite the same. But one thing you can count on, they're made with pure Wisconsin pride and passion. And now you know your Wisconsin.